Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It is, believe it or not, is September 13th, 2023. So those people that study numbers, that probably means something. There's a lot of odd numbers in that one. So we are here on September 13th with a great friend of ours. His name is Mr. Ray Gebauer. Ray is spelled R-A-Y. Gebauer is spelled G-E-B-A-U-E-R. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, /Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. We started doing these radio shows several years ago when I called Ray after not having spoken to Ray for a really long time, and I just said, you know, I got to call out and reach Ray Gebauer. His name passed across my screen. I remembered his number. I gave him a call. I remember he was super-duper successful building home-based businesses. We had separated, if you will, from our communication, not for any other reason other than that's what happens. People start moving in different directions. They start doing different things. I said, you know, Ray was such a good guy. I really should kind of bring him up to speed on what we're working on. I knew he was in a transition himself. So I said, you know, after that conversation, let's do some radio shows together. The world needs to hear more of Ray Gebauer because he studies a lot. He works on himself constantly so he can make himself a better person to be able to help you become a better person as well. And that's one of the reasons why we do this. So besides all the other great things that he does, he forms these acronyms, and these words that are acronyms stand for things. And tonight, I think we're doing the second N in the acronym RING, R-I-N-G. And Ray, that means that we do three radio shows per letter. So we've done three on the R, three on the I's. We're on the second of the N's, and we are here to talk about whatever Ray Gebauer wants to talk about. So I am always blessed to be able to say thanks for allowing us to share this platform with our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. And Mr. Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm really happy to be here, as always, every Wednesday night. So, thank you for providing this. And, you know, the reason why we do this, why I do what I do, what Peter does what he does, is because we believe that we can make a difference, make the world a better place by sharing ideas. I mean, I think about how my world has been totally changed by me learning from other people, starting with, like, Zig Ziglar and then Jim Rohn and, you know, Tony Robbins and Mike Smith. He was one of my main mentors, Russ Devam. And a few others, Dennis Waitley. So we can't figure everything out on our own. We need teachers. We need mentors. We need coaches. otherwise, you stay stuck. You don't realize what you could do. God designed us to work in partnership and in community, to be connected, not to be lone rangers and think, oh, I can handle this. You know, I'm an independent American. I can handle this, be self-sufficient. You can do okay just on your own, but you can do a lot better, make more money, make more of a difference when you're working with people and learning from people and eventually maybe even starting to teach people what you've learned. So I like doing these acronyms because I realized a long time ago it makes it easier for me to remember things. So a lot of these acronyms I made up just for myself, and then I realized, hey, other people could benefit from these too. So it's sort of a systematic way to remember things. So we're going through the RING acronym, and we finished all three N's, Peter, so this is the first G in the acronym.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, last week we did new. The word was new. That was the third one. So anyway, so we're in the home stretch here. Just, two more episodes to go on this acronym after tonight. But I got a great message tonight. I got you know, just a few hours ago, I settled on a word and thought about it a bit. I haven't written anything down, so I'm just going to wing it here and just see what comes out. But I think it'll still be great because I just sort of put things together as I talk. You know? But always just fun to see how Peter, how close he can get to guessing what I'm going to talk about. I mean, so his only clue, well, he has two clues. He knows it starts with G, and I did give him a clue in the last couple of minutes, but he probably didn't realize it. But
I skipped
anyway,
it because I was thinking about something else. Yeah, so for those people that are listening in, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're going to live a life, you're going to have a life of events that happen. And my aunt, Fran, is bedridden. She's dying from Parkinson's, and she's been through a long haul. So I was kind of preoccupied, you know, when you're in that fog of what's going on and you're trying to relive people's lives and stuff like that. So I was thinking, don't ask me why I was thinking about the letter N, but in the fog of everything, I was thinking of something, but quite honestly, this is so strange. I couldn't come up with a good word that would represent respect and remembering that began with the letter N. The word coming, this is so real. The word that I found, because I cheated, I went to like artificial intelligence and I said, I need a positive word that begins with the letter N that stands for respect and remembering. And it came up with noble. And I said, that is a good word, but it's not a great word. But since you said G, I have the best word because it represented my aunt. And that was grace. So I'm going my first. So you switched on me, but it actually turned out better because the N word wasn't perfect. Noble was a good word, but really not for my aunt. It was better to be G for grace. And I know you can kind of work that one in to this one if you chose. So I'm either right or wrong, but either way, it's a good word that begins with the letter G.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good word. One of my favorite words, I ended up going to Grace Bible College. I was part of the Grace Gospel Fellowship. I worked at a Grace Bible Church in Anaheim, California. So, and yeah, I studied the Greek word. Grace means favor. And you know, we often attach sort of a religious feeling about, you know, because this word used in the Bible a lot. But it really means favor. So the grace of God is the favor of God. If we are graceful, we're giving someone a favor. So I like the word favor. And that would be a really good one. That wasn't the one I had in mind, so I'm going to go with the one I had. Yeah. Well, so the clue I dropped, I said this is going to be a great message, and that's the word. It's great. So what can we say about great? It's actually a word that I use a lot. You're like, oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm feeling great. But I think there's a lot of depth to this and how we can apply it broadly to our lives. I think, who's that black guy who's a good speaker? He says, there's greatness inside of you. I forget his name right now. You probably know who he is, Peter. I can't believe I forgot his name. I know him pretty well.
Probably thinking maybe Les Brown? Les Brown?
Yeah, Les Brown, yeah. There's greatness inside of you. And he talks about being hungry. So yeah, he is a great story. But there's a little story in the Bible where disciples were arguing about who's going to be greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus said, if you want to be great, okay, that's fine, but if you want to be great, the one who's great is the one who becomes the servant of many people. And so he sort of redefined great as someone who has more impact and more service. But broadly speaking, we all want to have greatness in different ways. You want to have great health, right? You know, you'd like to have a great job. You like to have a great family, right? You know, like to have you know, a great ending to your life. You want to have a great life, you know. And so, for the most part, great is a positive word. I mean, you could say, well, I have a great big problem. You know, it's an adjective. So it sort of amplifies things. So this is, you know, bigger. So I think it's worthwhile to explore this because a lot of people, they may use it as part of a greeting and say, hey, I'm fine, or I'm great, or that's awesome. But I think deep inside, all of us want to have some greatness. And I'm concerned that I think the average person doesn't ever even think about that because all their energy is focused on survival. I mean, 78% of working adults, not even counting retired, are just living paycheck to paycheck. You know, to me, that's survival mode. That's a lot of stress. 90% of people have at least one serious health problem. You know, that's not so great, is it? Not good at all. You know, they're paying the consequences for being too casual and not living a healthy lifestyle. But and sometimes that a lot of these things are reversible. But you know, we want to have, you know, great joy. We want to have great impact. We want to have a great significance. We want to have great honor. We want people to appreciate us and to honor us. And, just going back to joy. We all want to be happy and not just be okay. Well, I'm managing. I'm doing okay under the circumstances. But we want to be able to say, yeah, I'm feeling great. So it starts with paying attention to that possibility that you can be great and realizing that inherently you already are, but it just doesn't, you don't see it. Everyone has greatness inside of them, but it could be like buried treasure. And you have no idea it's there because you don't feel great. No one goes around telling me, hey, you're really great. You're a great speaker. You're a great this or great that. You're a great husband. You're a great whatever. But, you know, so we don't get enough appreciation and gratitude and respect and honor and for the most part. And even if we do, you know, I think a lot of people don't feel like they're really great. So the place to start, if you want to have greatness, is consider the possibility that you inherently are, and it's just not obvious yet. It's like buried treasure, so you got to start digging for it, you know, and start visualizing it. And then plus you can reinforce that by revisiting the past. So what in your past has been great? Well, that has been great, or that you've been great? You were great at something probably. I remember in high school, I was awarded Physics Student of the Year. You know, that was great. You know? I remember I took a speed reading course, and initially I was reading 250 words a minute, which was average. And after I finished the course, I could read, I think it was 900 words a minute. And I took the course again, then I was up to a couple thousand words a minute. So I got great at reading. And so, but most people don't try. And when I started high school, I'd been getting like C's and a few B's. But I made a decision when I started high school that I think I can do better than that. I'm going to get straight A's. You know, is that possible? Well, I decided it was, and I did. I got straight A's. So I became great as a student. Now, there's other areas I was not so great. I didn't know how to have friends. You know, I had a very difficult childhood, an abusive stepfather, a lot of trauma. I didn't know how to talk to people. I used to stutter. I could not hardly get up in front of the class and say anything. So there were some areas where I was totally the opposite of great. Like Jim Rohn says, for things to change, you've got to change. And you've got to realize you can change, but probably not on your own. You need help. You know, when you're in the quicksand, you can't get out by yourself. You need help. So the other aspect of greatness that I particularly want to emphasize that a lot of people don't think of is great impact. And before you can have impact, you got to have influence. And we already, all of us, have some influence, and we can become more influential so as to have more impact. And then in a business context, more influence with more impact means more income. So if you want more income, that's my three I's, influence, impact, and income, you got to work on influence. If you want to have a great income, you know, I remember back in 1994, I was at the bottom of the barrel. You know, I got through a divorce. I didn't have any income. I didn't have a place to stay. I was living in someone's unfinished basement. My car was getting repossessed and got repossessed. So I was not doing great financially. But things turned around. You know, there was an opening. There was a possibility, and I went for it. And it went from no income to in 6 months making $10,000 a month. You know, by the end of the year, starting in February, by the end of the year, it was like about $25,000 a month. So you can go from nobody to somebody, from a dud to a stud. So you got to see that as a possibility and embrace it and start visualizing it and think about how would that feel and what do you have to do. So, but coming back to impact, you know, for me that's become really clear that that's what I want, because when you have more impact, not only can it lead to more income, but it really helps validate your significance. And we all want to be secure and significant, the two S's, you know, security and significance. Because a lot of us grew up feeling not so important, like a nobody. You know, how many people, even teenagers, are committing suicide because they've lost hope? There's no meaning. There's no sense of significance. But when you start making a difference, and especially when that becomes your intention, not just to survive and keep your head above water, but not just be like a chicken who survives, but be a bird who can fly, like become an eagle. We can all be eagles. Most people don't, because they don't even think about it, or they just don't believe. But I say it is possible for everybody. But you have to, you know, look at that as a possibility. You have to start believing it. You got to surround yourself, connect yourself to people that can believe in you and help you and support you. I think one of the best things about Amway is the training program. I wouldn't recommend it as a business, but a lot of people have got their lives changed with all the training and personal development they got from it. I mean, myself, I spent $100,000 or more on personal development over my life, and that was like the best investment I've ever made. So it's taken me a long ways. So if you want to feel better about yourself and feel happier, more fully alive, think not so much about how much money you might be able to make, but think about how much impact that you might have. And even in the bigger picture, possibly think about maybe living a legacy. If you have enough impact, now sometimes that can turn out to be like a legacy. So when you're gone, when you're dead and gone, their impact continues. So, you know, that's like the zenith, I guess, you know, the ultimate. But in the meantime, I think we need to think about how can we have a great impact. If we want to have a better life ourselves, you got to focus on that. So coming back to my universal strategy for every situation, if you want to maximize or accelerate going from average or below average or whatever to being great impact, you know, great in any way at all, and just a great person, being a great, you know, great joy, you know, I come back to what the Bible says is the greatest commandment, which is to love in four dimensions, all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, which correspond to the four C's: caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So if you want to start moving towards greatness, feeling great about yourself, and having great impacts, and maybe even great incomes, I'm saying the secret to that, the best strategy, is start thinking about how can you be more caring with people? How can you start connecting? That's always was my weakest area. I've got a lot better. I'm pretty good at it now, but I used to be like a zero to know how to connect. And our culture, unfortunately, sort of pushes us to disconnect. So that's a huge missing component, and very, very stressful to not be connected with people. And it sort of disables you emotionally. It's not like not getting enough food and not getting enough oxygen and to not have enough connections. And the people who live the longest are people that have good social connectivity. So if you want to be more great in this life and feel great and do great things, you got to connect with the right people. You got to connect with God and with the right people. A lot of people are connected to people that are pulling them down. They're sucking out their energy, like energy vampires, they call it. You've got to upgrade, like the first class. You know, start meeting people that are that can teach you, that inspire you, that help you believe in you. Be part of a company where you get support, where people believe in you and they support you and they encourage you, and where you are excited about the product. You know, like right now, I'm just super excited about the super patches because it makes such a huge difference for people in less than 5 seconds. Nothing like this I've ever seen. And just, you know, people, this last night I heard this person has been in a wheelchair since 1920. 2020. And now she's walking. You know, just amazing things. So you want to be involved in some kind of project or business. It could be community work, volunteer, but something where you are serving and you're giving, you're contributing. And if it's a home-based business, well, you make sure it's something that you really believe in. And, and if you are caring and connecting, and then, of course, you have to have commitment. That's the third wheel in the car or the third base in the baseball analogy. Beyond connecting, you got to be committed. You can't say, well, I'll give this a try. We'll see how it works. Well, that's a pretty weak commitment. It's probably not going to get you to where you want to go. So if you want to be great, you got to care, you got to connect, and you've got to be committed. One of my favorite sayings I got from T. Harv Eker when I went through his warrior training camp, which is a week, it's pretty rigorous up in Canada. We did all sorts of crazy things. We walked on hot coals and walked on glass and choking each other until people passed out. I mean, crazy stuff, rope stuff. But, to challenge you, to help you get over your fear and start having more confidence. So anyway, one of the sayings, and I've repeated this a lot, but I still like it. I use it almost every day myself. And it goes like this, a little rhyme. Over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. And actually, it's more powerful instead of saying I, you use this second person pronoun, you. So like you're talking to yourself. Probably best even if you're looking at yourself in the mirror. So you say to yourself, over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, you will do. So that's the highest level of commitment. Not just I'm going to do the best I can or give it a try, but you're going to do whatever it takes. So if your goal is to make, say, $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month, or your goal is, you know, whatever it is, whatever kind of greatness you're looking to have, to be a great husband or a great father, and you got a ways to go. Well, you got one way to empower yourself is with commitment. You got to care, connect, and commit over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, you will do. And that's empowering and moves you toward greatness or expressing your greatness and becoming great in the eyes of the world. So others say, boy, you're really great. So commitment is the third dimension of love. That's loving with all of our mind. Loving with all of our heart is caring. Loving with all of our soul, that's the connecting dimension. Loving with our mind is the commitment. And then, this especially ties to impact, is loving with all of our strength or our might. This is the action element of love. So that the fourth C is the creating. We have to see ourselves as the creator, particularly creating value, doing good. That comes back to serving, like Jesus told disciples. If you want to be great, become the best at serving others. If you want to be great, so we want to be, serving God and serving each other. And if you're in a business, you got to think of yourself as a servant. You're there to help. You're there to make a difference, educate and lead and influence. If you don't do that stuff, you can't have much impact, and you're not going to have great results. If you want to have great results, great income, have great satisfaction, you want to have great gratitude as well, you've got to be focused on how do I create value. And that's what God does. God, in the first verse of the Bible, what's it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, and he created light. He created everything. So on a lower level, we're called to be creators too. We're made in God's image. We're supposed to create. We create good. We create value. We create love. We have the potential of love, but a lot of people aren't so loving because it gets squeezed out by fear. So you got to let go of certain things, let go of any bitterness or anger or unforgiveness. And need to overcome your fear so you can be full of love. The Bible says God has not given us a mindset of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So you got to make room for love by getting rid of fear. In fact, if you work on love, actually, it's like turning on the light, then the darkness goes away automatically. So it's not so much working on getting rid of fear. It's like... that's like darkness. You got to just turn the light. So the more you focus on the four dimensions of love, particularly this fourth one, creating value, all four, caring, connecting, committing, creating value, the less room there is for any kind of fear, and fear always interferes. I mean, there is a place for fear, of course, but most people, they have way too much fear, and it's disabling. It sort of makes you smaller, not bigger. But if you want to be bigger and greater, you got to overcome fear. You got to let it go and focus on having a better future. Visualize your future and with feelings and vivid colors and go public with it. I like what John Maxwell, I learned from him a long time ago. If you want to build something, you got to build it three times. The three S's. You got to see it. It's your perception. You have to say it. So you got to tell other people what you're up to, the project, what you're going to do. Go public with it. Say it in writing. That's your goals. And then you got to see it. You actually do. That's the creating value part of it. So we all want to be great, but first you have to believe that's possible for you, and then you got to work on it. And the best strategy, like I'm saying, is you got to embrace those four dimensions of love, of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value, and that will accelerate you in the direction you want to go so you can actually achieve what you want to achieve and feel great about yourself and great about your influence, great about your impact, and maybe even have a great income in the process in terms of a business, and have a great life, great impact. We want to... we just feel so much better when we know we're making a difference and impact. So that's my message for today, Peter, about being great. So any comments or questions?
Excellent information, and I'm glad you picked the thing that you did and you handled it well. Could you give us your contact information, because I know people are looking for great mentors and they want to work with real wonderful people. Some people might want to work with you. So could you tell us how to get in touch with you?
Yes, yeah, real easy. My phone number is 360-583-2227. So call or text me anytime. I don't care what time, because if I'm asleep, my phone's off anyway. So you leave a message, or better to text me, actually, if you get my voicemail. I don't always check my voicemail. But anyway, the number again is 360-583-2227. So, but I guarantee you this. First of all, I cannot help you if you don't call or text. So the ball's in your court, but I guarantee I can help you if you do call and connect. It all starts with caring enough to take a move, and it's your move now, and to connect. And then we'll have a conversation for possibilities and see how I could serve you and give you maybe what's missing, help you see what you don't need to, you don't see, just so you can, so the rest of your life can be the best of your life. That's all we all want. We all want to be happy and feel fully alive, feel like we're valuable and significant, and we can't really do that very well by ourselves. We need somebody else. It's like I needed, you know, like Jim Rohn and Mike Smith and all the coaches I've had over the years, and reading the books. You know, got to read the books, go to the seminars. I'm flying out to Miami and Orlando in a few weeks to go to a convention, which is always impactful and empowering. And so, but anyway, yeah, you just can't sit on your couch and daydream. You've got to be doing all these things consciously, deliberately, with a commitment. You're all four, the caring, connecting, committing, creating value. Okay, I'm just sort of getting back reviewing what I'm saying, but I'm out of time. So thanks, Peter, and love you all. And wish for you the rest of your life. Be the best of your life. Have a good night.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.